We're going to catch up on some other news now. The end may be near for AT&T. The Wall Street Journal reports today that America's original telephone company is being bought out by SBC Communications. SBC is the nation's second largest regional phone company with 50 million customers, mostly in the South and Midwest. The Journal's website reports that SBC has agreed to acquire AT&T for $16 billion in cash and stock. The boards of both companies were reported to be voting on the acquisition today. Joining us to talk about the sale and what it means is Scott Cleland of the independent telecommunications firm The Precursor Group. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Mr. Cleland, the sale hasn't been confirmed, but how long has this deal been in the works?
Well, it's been rumored to be in the works since around Thanksgiving, on and off talks, although they talked as early as 1997 about this possibility.
What does SBC gain, and why are they doing this?
It appears they want access to the big business market, or actually the business market overall, because AT&T has 3 million business customers.
Sometimes these deals don't work out well for shareholders. Who would stand to gain the most here?
I think that AT&T shareholders are going to be happiest because they're being bailed out of a very bad situation. And SBC shareholders are going to be assuming the big, huge risk of owning AT&T, because that company, you know, it used to be a $50 billion revenue company, and now it's about $30 billion, and it's going to $25 billion next year. It's falling like a rock.
What would this mean for consumers?
I don't think consumers are really going to be affected that much. Prices are going to go down with or without this merger. It'll be interesting to see what brands they use, whether they call it AT&T or SBC. That's mainly how they'll be affected.
Well, AT&T is the company founded by Alexander Graham Bell, who obviously invented the telephone. Does this name just vanish now?
No, I don't think so. AT&T is, you know, the most popular brand in communications history, and so I'll be real surprised if they retire it.
Are you saying SBC may choose to keep the AT&T name?
If they're smart, they will. You know, more people understand AT&T around the world than they do SBC. You know, AT&T's brand is, you know, 10 times more recognized than SBC's.
Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group, an independent telecommunications firm. Thanks very much.
Thank you.